The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. It wasn't working. The spring of 1623 saw the Pilgrims into their third year in America, but there was a serious problem. They were hungry. And because of it, they had no energy with which to plow their fields and plant their crops. They knew winter would come again, and with it death by starvation if they didn't go to the fields. Yet many of them just seemed unable to get themselves moving. Recognizing the seriousness of this situation, their governor, William Bradford, called for a meeting of the leaders of the colony. They didn't have to discuss their problem very long until they pinpointed what was wrong. It was the socialistic economy they were trying to labor under. They had long known this. The businessmen who had financed their trip had insisted they live by a common storehouse. In other words, they would have put all their produce into one storehouse, no matter which family had raised that produce. Then they were to take out as little as they could get by with for their own needs and send the rest of it back to England to their financiers as payment for their debt. The Pilgrims knew this would not work, but the businessmen insisted this is how they must do it. The Pilgrims knew the Scripture taught that if any would not work, neither should he eat, and they knew that even Christian people like themselves had to know they could reap what they sowed if they were to produce well. However, they felt they had no choice. They had to pay for their voyage, and they certainly didn't have that kind of money themselves. Thus, they submitted to an anti-biblical economic system. And they had tried diligently to make it work for 2.5 years. But an economic system outside the order of God revealed in the Bible simply was not going to work well. They knew they had to change this. The leaders agreed that each family should have his own private property, that they should stake a plot of land and be able to keep most everything they raised on that spot for their own families. However, they did owe a debt to the businessmen in England who had paid for their trip, so they agreed to take 20% of the crops of each family as a means of paying their debt. The tax would cease once the debt was paid. It worked wonderfully. Governor Bradford would report, "It made all hands industrious." They were soon collecting more from the 20% than they had before when the government was keeping most all of the produce. The biblical principle that a man should be able to do with his own what he chose was proving to be true. Families worked harder and produced more when they could keep the proceeds from their labor. The new biblical economy gave the greatest amount of economic liberty and the greatest material prosperity to more citizens than any economy in world history. Our national government should take a lesson. Government ownership of business, including the medical insurance industry through a so-called healthcare system, is a recipe for disaster. The Pilgrims already tried socialism in this land, and it didn't work. Let's not buy this lie again. The Pilgrims were never hungry after instituting a biblical free enterprise system. The greatest economic engine in world history grew out of that simple change to private ownership that took place in the spring of 1623. It made the American economy the most prosperous in all of history. Why would we want to change back to a poverty economy? Why would we want to enslave our children with poverty? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian History Tours, our American Heritage Seminars, and our new-to-be-done-soon Children's Heritage Days by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.